A congressional hearing on the theft of American intellectual property by the Chinese took place Wednesday, not in Washington, D.C., but in Tallahassee, Florida. Two House members from Northwest Florida took testimony from two experts and one victim. The House member hosting the hearing was Republican Matt Gaetz from Florida's 1st Congressional District. In his opening remarks, he described one way the Chinese steal intellectual property that's developed in the United States.
The Chinese government is known for using their military's cyber capabilities to hack into private U.S. tech firms. They steal IP and then transfer the technology to state-run companies for profit off of its development.
Gaetz's colleague from the neighboring 2nd Congressional District, Republican Neil Dunn, said he was also eager to learn how America's intellectual property might be better safeguarded from Chinese purloining.
The Chinese government does not play by the same trade rules as the rest of the world. They literally require our companies to turn over IP in return for access to their markets.
And sometimes the Chinese simply transfer an entire American company lock, stock, and barrel to China. At least that's what Tallahassee's Dean Minardi says happened to his company, Bing Energy, that he claims was seized by a number of former co-workers led by former chairman and CEO Yong Chen, born in China, but now an American citizen.
Orchestrating a bailout deal that would give the Chinese entity control, this group of naturalized United States citizens effectively stole the intellectual property of Bing Energy and handed it to a company Bing could not control.
And the ripoff can even be a single creative expression. Tallahassee State Representative Loran Osley, a Democrat whose day job legal work often involves property rights, told the story of Capital City sculptor Sandy Proctor. One of his most famous pieces is the large statue of Florida Heisman Trophy quarterback Danny Werfel in Gainesville.
Well, Sandy's walking through the aisles of Hobby Lobby, and he sees a miniature of that exact sculpture that he was commissioned to do, made in China, sold for, you know, a couple dollars.
Can anything be done? On the hearing panel was the American Enterprise Institute's Dr. Derek Scissors. He suggested the U.S. government create a blacklist of those Chinese firms that steal technology and intellectual property and then lock their products out of the American economy until they promise to change their ways and then keep an eye on them to make sure they do.
We have to gather evidence about who's really responsible. You don't want to punish people who didn't do anything. That doesn't help anyone. The people who are guilty are still going to act. And now the people who were not guilty, who got punished, are going to say, well, why shouldn't we steal too? You just punished us anyway.
The Heritage Foundation's Dean Cheng also had some ideas at the government level, but he also had some private sector solutions to prevent intellectual property theft.
If you're going to go to China to negotiate business, maybe you shouldn't bring your personal laptop, which includes the prototype files and your email correspondence with your design engineers and all that. And folks laugh when I say this, except I've talked to folks who have done exactly that.
It seems the congressional delegation from Northwest Florida already appreciates the urgency of addressing the Chinese theft of American know-how. The question remains, can they convince their House colleagues? Congressman Dunn thinks they can.
I think we're fortunate to have a great class, 35 new freshman Republicans we work with, and by the way, the Democrats. There's 25, I think, of them, right? So, I mean, and we've worked well with all of that crowd. So that's a huge chunk of the Congress right there that we can get to immediately. Plus, of course, the committees that we sit on.
Dunn and Gaetz say they plan to start that education campaign on September 5th when the House returns from its summer recess. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.